Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 24. This chapter has 10 psukim in it. For starters, what was this Tehillim said about? Rashi, the Ibn Ezra, and the Radak explain, David wrote this Tehillim to be said by his son Shlomo after his death. This parak was said when the Aron Kodesh was finally brought to its permanent dwelling place at the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. The Mephorshim explain, David wrote this chapter when he purchased Temple Mount off a man named Aravna Hayavusi. This was in accordance with the word of the prophet God. At that time, Hashem told David he needed a tikkun for a past sin. David chose 3 days of a severe plague of pestilence. At the end of the plague, David purchased the land for the future Beis HaMikdash from Aravna Hayavusi. For further information, check out Shmuel Beis, chapter 24, in the Tanakh Daily archives found at the bottom of this email. This parak opens with David pronouncing God's greatness. God's presence permeates the entire creation. Then David relates the special Kedusha that emanates from Har HaMoriah, Temple Mount. Who can ascend God's holy mountain, and who can stand in its place? David proclaims only a person with a pure heart and moral standing can ascend the mountain of God. In the end of the capital, from Pasuk 7 through 10, David orders the Shi'arim, gates of the Beis HaMikdash, to open themselves up to allow the divine presence to enter. As the Sefer Tanya points out, God created the world to have a Dira B'Tachtonim, a house in the lower worlds. It was when this capital was said by Shlomo HaMelech, God's dream, so to speak, became complete by having a dwelling place in the lower world for all mankind to come and experience his presence. The Shechina was taken out of exile and brought to its proper resting place. This parak opens with the word, L'David Mizmor L'Adonai Ha'aretz U'mulah Tevel V'yashveva. Of David, a psalm, the earth and all it contains is God's, the world and its inhabitants. One question, all the Mephorshim note over here, is there's a lot of references to different places. First it says Ha'aretz, the earth, then it says Tevel V'yashveva, the world and its inhabitants. Why? The Radak explains as follows. First the Pasuk starts with the broad and then goes to the specific. So when it says the earth, it's referenced to planet earth. Then it says the world and its inhabitants, which is more specific, meaning the people and everything you see. The Radak continues to explain, this leads up to what it says, Mi ya'aleh behar Hashem, u'mi yakum b'makom kadsho. Who can ascend on the mountain of God? Who can stand in its holy place? Meaning to say, even though the whole world is filled with God's presence, Eretz Yisrael and the Makom HaMikdash is specifically different. Now you may be hearing this wherever you live and think to yourself, well that's nice, Eretz Yisrael is more special. But really, that's the truth. It's not just a cute or nice idea. Eretz Yisrael is the destiny of the Jewish people. It's not just another land. In fact, the Vilna Gaon writes on his commentary of the Sifrei Tznius'a, and I quote, at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we were left like a body without a soul. The diaspora is like the grave. Sure, there'll be yeshivas and Torah learning, but ultimately, we will rot away until God sends his spirit from above, and I end quote. So you see, the Vilna Gaon compares Chutz La'aretz to the grave. Wow. Someone once asked Rabbi Nachman of Breslov the following. When you speak about Eretz Yisrael, what are you referring to? To which he responded, I'm referring to the actual rocks. The physical rocks of Eretz Yisrael are different. Sure, to the naked eye, it looks the same as any other rock. But it's not. It's different. Hashem told Abraham, I want you to leave your land and I'll show you the Makom. The place. Finally, after Avram's entire life of searching for where the spot where God's presence intersects with this world, God showed Avram the place. As it says, Vayara es hamakom, and he saw the place. Avram knew and understood well. This was the Evin Shesia foundation stone from which the entire world was created from. The Makom HaMikdash is the umbilical cord of creation, the place of truth. The place where the divine ideal gets brought out into the world. It's the source of divinity for the entire creation. This was the same place David purchased off of Aravna Hayavusi. And it's the same place that Shlomo HaMelech said this to Tehillim about when he brought the Aron Kodesh to be placed in the Holy of Holies. May we merit to see the third Beis HaMikdash built in our days with our very own eyes, when we'll see the divine ideal manifest in this world for all to see and experience. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.